Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout, as always, goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the third watch, all the over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're going to get things started right now with the professor of politics out in California. That would be none other than Kyle Warren.
Hello.
I hear you.
Good morning.
They hear you. Matter of fact, it's kind of a little bit of a cooler night here in Tampa, 71 degrees. It was 69 this morning. It bottomed out there at the airport where I'm at. Okay, there they go. The group is all clapped out now. They've gone back inside with their light coats on. So, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big story of the day, the big story of the night, and we're going to talk about this a lot tonight with our guests, are the Defense Department Secretary Lloyd Austin, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Mark Milley, and CENTCOM Commander General McKenzie all testified in front of a Senate subcommittee about Afghanistan yesterday. And in their first congressional testimony on the disastrous final months of America's longest war, the top military officers acknowledged they misjudged how fragile the Afghanistan army was, and said they believe the U.S. should have kept at least several thousand troops in the country to prevent a rapid takeover by the Taliban, something that President Biden is denying that he ever heard.
That's exactly right, Captain. And what I think will now be an infamous interview with George Stephanopoulos with ABC News.
Oh, yeah.
The president was asked point blank, basically, he asking about the military advisors, saying that they should keep at least 2,500 troops. And as we heard in the testimony, could be 2,500, could ramp up to 3,500, depending on the circumstances. And Joe Biden responded to George Stephanopoulos by saying, no one said that to me that
yep.
I can recall.
Yep.
Major development.
Yeah.
As these generals are telling what really happened.
And that only means one of two things. Number one, either he's blatantly outright lying, or number two, he's mentally incompetent and didn't understand what he was told.
Yeah. And either way, Captain, this is very, very bad.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go right to the telephone because we've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. So let's hear what's going on here. Okay, Mike in Clearwater, go ahead.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Captain. Real briefly, what happened today with the military generals? this administration cannot fix that. That's not one of those mistakes that's open to interpretation. That's pretty much clear as the sun comes up tomorrow what happened, and they're not going to be able to talk or weasel their way out of it. Second of all, Kyle and Captain, I love my country to death, but having said that, I sat down today during the day and I had thought about it for a long time. We cannot sustain what the Democrats are doing, all this spending. And, you know, I remember back in the 80s there was this new concept. It was called tough love, right? So if you had a kid that was on drugs and they were out of control, well, kick them out of the house, and unfortunately, hey, what happens, happens. They have to hit rock bottom. And forgive me, Captain, I hope you don't get mad at me for what I'm about to say, and you too, Kyle. I hope that they don't raise the debt ceiling, and I hope that we do default on our obligations, because that's the only way that these crazy left, communist, America-hating people are going to finally come to you. You think America's bad now. Let's see how bad it is when the whole thing collapses. I think we should just let it collapse, and I'm willing to take whatever consequence comes as, because of that, if it means putting these Democrats in their place. You think I'm crazy, Kyle, Captain? Let me know what you think.
Okay. You first, Kyle.
First off, Mike, no, you can't make me mad. I don't think you make the captain mad, but certainly, you know, as you talk about tough love, that's really a thing. That being said, though, if the United States does default, that creates another major scenario. What we need to do, obviously, is get things under control through the electoral process again, and try to get some kind of sense back to things. But we can't lose the full faith and credit of the United States. That unfortunately would be really bad.
Well, defaulting would create a stoppage of the economy. The economy would stop dead in its tracks, number one. There would be no growth until they got this back under control. They would have to go back through and start over from square one with some of these budgets and the money that they got and all that sort of thing, which may or may not be a good thing. But the fact of the matter is it would hurt a lot of people, because a lot of people would lose their jobs over this. And so far, knock on wood, there it is right there. We haven't defaulted. We've been late, but we haven't defaulted. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way tonight.
Don't worry, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, as a matter of fact, I will take it away. Thank you, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Had an opportunity to talk about Relief Factor yesterday with a person that was in pain. Gave them a couple of things to take. They took one of them and came back to me about 45 minutes later and said they were feeling better. And I gave them a third one, and I said, well, you might as well just take three. Take one, the one you took now, take one later, and take one tomorrow morning and see what happens. So it'll be interesting to find out what happens. And they were having back issues, so we'll see how that works. Now, the thing about Relief Factor and the reason it works for me is because of the fact that it's all natural, first of all. And it goes straight to the source of the problem that you got. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, happen to support the body's natural response to inflammation. That also lowers and even eliminates pain associated with the problems you're having by going right straight to the source of the pain. And it can even cure the problem or solve the problem you're having with pain, say maybe in your leg or your back at the same time, too, which has done that for me several times. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports healthy joints and muscles and helps the body to heal. It costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. All you have to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, order the $19.95 quick start, and you're on your way. Remember, if you talk to them, tell them you heard this on the Captain's America Third Watch, because if you don't, you're not going to get the discount. They're going to hit you for full price. Now, let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to play the audio from General Milley first, right here. About 26 seconds is all it is of Milley testifying in front of Congress and what Marco Rubio said to the general. Here we go.
Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was criticized for, quote, treasonous behavior by Senator Marco Rubio of Florida and others after revelations in the new book, Peril, that Milley assured his Chinese counterpart that the U.S. was not about to launch a strike in the final days of the Trump administration. Milley can also expect to take some bipartisan hits over the U.S. military's withdrawal from Afghanistan and a drone strike that killed 10 people in the country and was later ruled a mistake. Milley has said it was a righteous strike. Bertie Bennett in Washington.
Now, that lays out what they thought Milley was going to say, but let me just start out with this. The generals, Biden's generals, were on Capitol Hill attempting to defend themselves from criticism over the disastrous withdrawal and subsequent evacuation from Afghanistan. Now, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin kicked things off by making a case for his own resignation, and it was hardly the only newsworthy item that we had, because these guys actually admitted that there were mistakes being made, and they tried to right the ship from this, that, and the other. But wait till you hear the specifics. You ready?
Yep.
General Milley set out to defend his pledge to commit treason to the Chinese by playing a clever game of obstruction. Now, it's apparently fine to provide aid and comfort to our communist enemies, including saying he'd do so during a military attack, so long as Milley had general permission to make phone calls to his Chinese counterparts. And he did, but he was supposed to let people know when he was making those calls. He did not. Now, I'm pretty sure that the Trump administration never would have given Milley the go-ahead to talk to a Chinese general. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. Unless it's coming from the president or through the president, through the Secretary of State, you know, in terms of diplomacy or something that the commander-in-chief would want to have communicated.
Well, then there's General McKenzie, who actually made a couple of statements here that not only got Milley a little bit deeper under the bus, but also got Biden under the bus. This is what he said. I recommended from the very beginning that we keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. Also, he said he predicted withdrawing them would cause the Afghan army to collapse and the Taliban to take over in Afghanistan. Now, you might recall that Joe Biden had previously asserted that no one ever advised him that the Afghan army could collapse as it did. You'll also remember that Biden claimed in an interview with ABC News George Stephanopoulos that no one recommended to him keeping 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. Those are already proven to be lies, because they were told, and I believe the generals in this. I do not believe Joe Biden in this. I'm sorry. And with McKenzie's statement, we now have an on-the-record testimony proving that this was true, that Biden knew.
Well, exactly right. And the ramifications of this, Captain, are incredible. I think they're incalculable at this point, because the American people, number one, are already very, very upset about the Afghan withdrawal, how it was done, and so forth. But now to find out that Joe Biden wasn't being truthful, obviously, at least it appears that way, of what his generals told him, and the way that they're trying to go about spinning this now is just not going to work.
Well, that's true. And the other thing that's true about all of this is the fact that we have, let's see here. Is this my audio? Let's see what I got. All right, I'm going to try something here.
General Milley told lawmakers he made two calls to his Chinese counterpart because of concerning intelligence that China was worried about a U.S. attack.
I am certain that President Trump did not intend to attack the Chinese.
The top U.S. military officer said it was his job to reassure the Chinese and avoid a conflict.
It was my directed responsibility by the secretary to convey that intent.
Some lawmakers have said Milley overstepped his authority and Donald Trump blasted him as treasonous. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, there you go again with the word treason.
Right, exactly. Well, and you know, Captain, too, the president had been asked, I think, in the run-up to getting out of Afghanistan, you know, is the Afghan army going to be able to stay put and everything will be fine? And, you know, he pretty much indicated that's what the expectation was. But now we find out, too, that these generals were very concerned.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this, Captain, I think what the president wanted to do is he wanted to have a political victory on September the 11th so he could say, we got all the troops out. And he didn't want to leave a contingent there, even though this was being recommended by the top generals who know how to do this kind of thing. And I think he put that aside, and he just, you know, according to what we know at this point, and he wanted to make that speech. He had this glorious thing in his mind about it, or the Biden administration people have this glorious idea. And what happened? 13 American heroes lost their lives, and untold thousands right now are being tortured and killed as we speak.
I've heard that too, but again, we have no way of really knowing that, but we'll just have to wait and see when whatever happens, happens. By the way, I'm trying to open that link you sent me, and I don't see it here. Let's see what we got here. What is that? Tom Cotton, I think, is the one that you're referring to. Is that right?
No.
Stay in Afghanistan. As I've said many times before this committee and other committees, I don't share my personal recommendations to the president, but I can tell you my personal opinion and my assessment if that's what you want.
Yes, please.
Yes, my assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
Did you ever present that assessment personally to President Biden?
I don't discuss exactly what my conversations are with the sitting president in the Oval Office, but I can tell you what my personal opinion was, and I'm
okay.
Always candid.
General McKenzie, do you share that assessment?
Senator, I do share that assessment.
Did you ever present that opinion personally to President Biden?
Again, I'm not going to be able to comment on those executive discussions.
Did General Miller ever present that opinion personally to President Biden?
I think it would be best to ask him. I believe that his opinion was well heard.
Secretary Austin, President Biden last month in an interview with George Stephanopoulos said that no military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence in Afghanistan. Is that true?
Senator Cotton, I believe that, well, first of all, I know the president to be an honest and forthright man. And secondly,
it's a simple question, Secretary Austin. He said no senior military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence behind.
All right, we'll come back to that, Kyle. But there you go. That's the double talk that you're hearing. However, the message got to Biden, and Biden says, oh, no, I don't recall ever getting anything like that. He lied, and all these guys are trying to cover their butts, one more than the other. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're obviously at a very sensitive time.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying President Biden's previously scheduled Chicago trip on Wednesday has now been canceled or at least postponed.
The president instead will stay back in Washington to lead talks over his legislative agenda, which has reached a critical point.
In these discussions, a pivotal time.
Democrats have been negotiating the massive reconciliation bill at the same time they're hoping to pass a bipartisan infrastructure package before this week is over. A Democratic senator adamantly opposed to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell getting another term. Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts blasting Powell on Tuesday, saying she has grave concern over his record. Powell's term as Fed chief expires early next year. And this is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away, Kyle. Thank you very much. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell, of course, Mike is MyPillow.com. There are all kinds of specials going on right now over there at his website, and there are some really insanely low prices, including the MyPillow pillow is now $19.95. All right, so if you wanted a pillow, that's the cheapest price that I've seen for it since I've been doing business with them, which is several years, and since I've been endorsing them. Now, that's just one of the items. But if you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the little button there that says Radio Listener Specials, there's about 24 specials in there, and all of the items in there are tremendously reduced. For example, they got the towels in there, and I love the towels that I've got. They are just absolutely great. The best towel, you know, my wife used to be in charge of that when she was alive, buying the towels. Well, I think I did pretty good this time, because these are really good towels, I'll tell you that much. Now, you can find all kinds of deep discounts, MyPillow.com. All you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN. It gets you all those special prices. And if you want to talk to them on the phone rather than doing the internet thing, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. 1-800-259-9659. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. You'll save a bunch of money. And I'm telling you, they got a lot of things on sale marked way, way, way down. Check it out. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we found the clip. And thank you very much for helping out there to find that. We found the clip on Joe Biden talking with George Stephanopoulos, and I want you folks to pay close attention to what's said here. Now, we already know the generals have said that they recommended 2,500, and Milley said possibly even 3,500 troops until we finished the mission and got everybody out of Afghanistan. Now, listen to this from Joe Biden.
But your top military advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame, all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan.
We should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
It's a simple question, Secretary Austin. He said no senior military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence behind. Is that true or not? Did these officer and General Miller's recommendations get to the president personally?
Their input was received by the president and considered by the president, for sure.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Biden is lying, and he got caught in the lie, and he tried to lie his way out of the lie. I'm sorry, that's all it could be.
You know, Captain, again, it's just mind-boggling because, again, I think he was looking for this big, glorious political speech.
Right.
But to go against the recommendations. Now, if those troops had stayed there, that small contingent, I don't think the Taliban might have been quite as bold, let's say. But at the same time, and you even heard the generals talking about, this was going to allow the other, the negotiated solutions and so forth, at least set the stage for that. And President Biden comes in and says, no, I know better than everybody, and just, no more troops at all. This is a travesty, Captain.
Well, yes, it is, and it's even beyond that. Now, again, folks, I'm posting this on my Facebook page. I'm going to put it up right now on my personal page, and then I'm going to get it over in the radio show page here in a minute, but it takes a little time to do that. But you'll be able to hear this for yourself, and I'm going to put it in the chat room, too, for the chat room to hear, Kyle, because this is utterly amazing.
Oh, it really is. And George Stephanopoulos, you could hear it in his voice, too.
He nailed him.
Yeah, and just almost the disbelief. It's like, so what you're telling me is, this that kind of feeling. And so, Captain, when you have even very liberal stalwarts in the media that are looking at this and saying, oh, my goodness, what is this guy telling us, I think is incredibly important. Joe Biden's numbers are going to continue to crater, Captain.
You bet.
Yeah, and one can only wonder, what the administration is going to try to come up with on this. And, of course, Jen Psaki, I know, tried to spin it, there was a range of opinions and this kind of thing. But I don't think you can spin your way out of this kind of thing.
No, not at all. And, again, folks, we are talking about President Biden yesterday. We're talking about Generals Milley, McKenzie, and the former general, current defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, all testifying in front of the Congress. And what they were talking about when it came to troops, and Joe Biden said, nope, they never said that. No, I don't recall. No. And if that's the case, folks, if that's the case, there's only two explanations for it. Number one, he lied like a drunken racehorse, if there is such a thing. I just made that up. Or number two, he does not remember, and he shouldn't be the president because that's something like that is hugely important, and he should have known about it. He can't forget things like that. That shows me that he's got no memory, which means he should not be the leader of the free world.
Well, I Unfortunately, I think it's mostly the latter, and I'm trying to find a good way to say that.
I believe he's a liar.
Yeah, but it's just a terrible thing if he's not able to keep up, and this may really be showing that he can't.
And he thinks he's got the press in his back pocket, so they're going to cover for him. But how can you cover for him when you heard what you just heard?
Right, that's exactly right. That's why I think even Stephanopoulos, even at the time, seemed to be really taken aback by what he was hearing from the commander-in-chief. It just really is something.
That's why he asked him again.
Yeah, exactly right. And with all the things we've gone through with General Milley and so forth and the China call and all that kind of thing, I don't think that collectively the generals are not telling us, you know, what their real recommendations were and the fact that they were received by the president. They don't seem to have any reason to do that, so we're taking them at their word on that.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, what we're talking about is what Joe Biden said, what the general said under testimony in front of the Senate committee that they were testifying at yesterday. And they got asked some solid questions, and they gave some great answers. Now, the other thing that Milley said was a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS will have aspirations to attack in the United States is a very real possibility, as they will have the opportunity to reform again in Afghanistan.
Well, certainly. And, you know, Captain, I don't know. I mean, our armed forces and special forces, they are incredible. There's no doubt about that. But Joe Biden continues to tell us this over-the-horizon capabilities I don't know that they're going to be able to do what they need to do as quickly as they would need to do it and as effectively as ISIS and Al-Qaeda begin to reform.
Well, we're several thousand miles away where we're located, the closest place to be there, and we are not over the horizon.
Right. Yeah,
not true.
Well, but this is the terminology, and we're supposed to hear that phrase and say, oh, okay, well, we've got an over-horizon capability, mm-hmm. and we don't really need to do things like in an effective way. It's Biden's way of saying, just don't ask me these questions anymore.
Now, let me chime in on something here before we go to our break. Former President Barack Obama, who routinely was for open borders immigration policies during his time in office, acknowledged recently that this idea is currently unsustainable. Obama made the statement while commenting on the Biden administration's ongoing immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
Can you imagine what it takes to have Obama come out and talk about
that? Is not on top of everything else, okay? That is the death curse right there.
Right. Oh, yeah. That may be a real signal that the support for the Biden administration, especially from the likes of Barack Obama, is now going away.
Yep. And folks, hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And oh, by the way, there is some weather out there, and yep, the tropics are still heating up, and got to keep you informed about that, because sometime next week it could be really exciting down here in the Gulf of Mexico or the east coast of the United States, whichever comes first. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Hughes, on America's Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, for doing that for us here in the program. Find out more about them by going to cowboylogic.us. So you'll find out more about them right there. In the meantime, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops all across the United States of America. Stop in there, become a member of the Drivers Club, unless you already are, and take advantage of getting those free points for not only buying the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy in a restaurant, as well as the supplies you buy in the store. All adds up, and you can use it later on to save you some money buying the stuff you need to have. All right, here we go. We're going to kick it off with a little thumping music.
The woman is
in the door and I'm not going back again. Her eyes and arms and skin won't make it go away. You'll wake up tomorrow and wrestle the sorrow that holds you down today. Go on and hold until the spirit is gone. Go on, believe her when she tells you nothing's wrong.
Telling you what, Kyle, between that and between the one that we played last night, they sound very much alike, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but that's Melissa Etheridge, man, and again, a great musician and obviously just a lot of energy in that record, for sure.
Yeah, and she got sick or something, right?
She did. I think she battled breast cancer, and but she's still around, and she's still a big advocate for that, so she's doing a lot of good stuff.
Okay, well, good, because that's a talent, a real talent right there. And it takes a lot to get the echo ranges in there. But let me read this and then turn it over to you. There is a severe weather threat in the middle Atlantic today and tonight. And a fall storm out west is headed into the plains right now. And it could get exciting out there in a few places. Showers and thunderstorms, isolated severe with damaging winds and large hail, can be expected across the middle Atlantic. A fall storm will bring showers and mountain snow to the Great Basin and into the Rockies. Now, locally heavy rain in the Four Corners area and South Plains could produce flash flooding. Gusty winds from the system will produce critical fire weather conditions in California and the North Plains. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, up in the Pacific Northwest, we're watching Seattle. They've got rain forecast for Wednesday and Thursday. They've been having some rain as well over Tuesday. Portland, Oregon, also a forecast for rain, but that looks like it'll be coming in around Thursday as that system moves through, so be careful up there. And then also, we've got some freeze warnings to tell you about because we are heading into that time of year, and we've got freeze warnings in central Oregon near Bend, also down near Klamath Falls, just near the border with California, Klamath Falls, Lakeview, rather, along Highway 395, freeze warning south into south of that border, as I should say, into Northern California, around Medford, Oregon as well, frost advisory going on there. We also have a freeze warning near Idaho Falls and Twin Falls, Pocatello. Now, of course, these are going to be happening mostly in the nighttime hours. During the day, it looks like they're going to be in the 60s. So, but be careful if you're trucking through there because you still may encounter those low temperatures. Wind advisory brewing up north of Los Angeles if you travel along the 101 near Santa Barbara. Be careful of that. Air quality alert now covering most of the western half of the state of Wyoming tonight, and a lake wind advisory northern Montana up near Glasgow.
Well, we got us a little bit of rain tonight in central Kansas, not very much, but there is some rain there. Might be some flash flooding going on. We've also down in Texas, down around, let's see here, San Antonio, we have got some areas where we've had rain and a little bit of flash flooding there, too. Some warnings are up there. Now, what they're talking about in the middle Atlantic is going to start out around Tennessee, over into the Carolinas, and possibly up into Virginia, and maybe even North Georgia. So that's where the bad weather is going to be over there. But in the meantime, let me go over here to the hurricane map. Kyle, what do you see in the hurricane map?
Well, I know that we've still got Sam out there moving through the Atlantic, but we also have two systems coming off of the coast of Africa. One's called Disturbance Number 1. It's got 90% chance of a cyclone formation in the next 48 hours. And the one that's ahead of that, that's Disturbance Number 2, 50% chance of cyclone formation in 48 hours.
Yeah, well, Sam has reformed again, and it's got 140-mile-an-hour winds, but it seems to be headed towards the north. And the one that you're talking about, Tropical Disturbance Number 2, which yesterday probably had the best chance of forming, and now today it's got a 60% chance. It's backed off a little bit because the storm that's behind it, I told you there was one behind it, Disturbance Number 1, has now become the principal storm, 90% chance of developing. It's moving a little quicker than the disturbance up in front of it. And I'll tell you, Kyle, I think it could catch up to it. I think it could catch it.
And if it does, then it would form into a much larger storm.
It'd be a superstorm.
That's right. And if it comes down the slot there to towards Cuba and Haiti.
The Caribbean and into the Gulf, yep.
Exactly.
And it's down low enough to do that.
Precisely, yeah, because it's coming right off the coast of Africa. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and the upper air currents are steering it to where it looks like it's going to be over there coming around the south side of the Dominican Republic and Haiti and the Cayman and all that sort of stuff down in there, as well as Aruba. It looks like it's going to come around the south side.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Now, we'll have to wait and see, because this is all of this is at least a week out before anybody needs to be too concerned about it, but you need to make your provisions, especially in the islands. You people listening to me on AM 1000, especially in the islands, you people need to be ready for that. If you're not already, you need to make sure you are, because it's coming in your direction. You're going to get it before anybody else does, and we'll see what happens down there. Now, again, that's the major problem I see with the weather right now, except for possibly a little snow in the higher elevations. I believe the snow's up above 5,500 feet, isn't it?
That's about right, yes, up in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah.
So, the traditional places where you'll notice it, it'll be up there, and probably over the weekend it might be a little exciting driving if you're going across some of the mountain passes up there.
That's exactly right, and the weather can change, you know, at any time, so you have to be
prepared. You think?
Yeah, right.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, well, tell us about Pilot and Flying J real quick.
All right, folks, don't forget September is Driver Appreciation Month at the Pilot and Flying J's. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more. And don't forget to join the Drivers Club either on site at the kiosk or online at pilotflyingj.com.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics and more. Don't go anywhere, as hour number two is right around the corner. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.